Yeah.
Like, judgy. It's not so judgy. It's only people that don't vote like him.
No, I'm not holding.
He's a Lakewood kid.
You're pretty Lakewood, also. You know what I mean? Hey, you're an LA Sheevers.
They left there a few years.
Nothing changed. You're just in LA a little bit. You had one more piece of fish grill once every 40 years.
Never had fish in a long
time. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're a little Lakewood kid.
Is this place rocking?
Yeah? You got in Lakewood. I grew up in Lakewood. There's nothing here. There's no. It's not muchach that I'm a Lakewood kid. It's by default. By you, it's muchach that you're a Lakewood kid because you grew up in LA where there were restaurants and you're still Lakewoody. You're as Lakewoody as could be. You're a Lakewood buff from beginning to end. Yeah, it's worse than us. That's how it was. Here he is, the Kavaleh himself. You guys are ready? If I
roll down the street,
the reason I love you is because if I were you, Mr. Hellman, I'll wake up a little longer. You just come with a smile. You don't come in with the cup out of.
Alanga punim. Kim zan am the alanga punim. You ever that expression? You think you're going to get something different? Turn on the fans, can see what happens. Oh, they go, amazing. I love that guy. You're on to something, yeah. They could do the daf and the yemi.
Welcome back, how you feeling?
And the amen in under 12 minutes. Oh, he's back. Schwarzbach, welcome back.
Moshe got him sick.
Yep. He got him sick and then walked off to went off to a dangerous spiritual area.
You put on the black clothes and went.
I came back to that same dangerous spiritual area.
I love he put on the black jacket.
Even the underpants are black.
He comes back with a smile.
You get sick on the plane. Being on the plane for 4 or 5 hours, you've all the guy. You get dried out. And one guy in the back of the plane by the bathroom coughs. It goes right through the loudspeaker to the front. Guy thinks. You know, the guy's eating the sandwich behind you. That's the worst. The smelly, icky sandwich. Get off the plane!
Bacon and cheese.
No, there's, you know, like the.
The price jumps $200
You know, the room, the like a room has the maximum people you could put into it. So Florida sold out by Tuesday. You can't put any more people in Florida. It's done. The whole Florida's bumper to bumper Hasidics. Orthodox Judaism.
$146,000.
By the way, Florida's big.
You're a real Lakewood kid, you know that?
Miami's, yeah.
You think.
Come up with something else. Come up with something else.
No, I like it. He's showing what the Lakewood kid has.
He understands me. He's the only one who understands me. You ready to roll?
Nobody else is a real Lakewood kid. Maybe Sports Squad.
No.
They came in the middle.
Sweet.
I think it's next week. The week before?
By the way, Machi grew up in Lakewood, in the heart of Lakewood. Like he grew up in where we talk about Lakewood.
I don't know why Machi didn't get affected in Lakewood syndrome.
Disaffected.
Me and Machi had a worse.
The lady, the thing with green hair and identified as a cat, said she didn't get any side effects from the COVID shot. You are the side effect.
Where'd you see this?
The
back of a Snapple bottle?
Yeah, it's like,
let's go, we gotta finish the
barrel. You're not really Lakewood because he falls about a
I paid by the mikvah. I walked like this into the mikvah.
Yeah, he had to pay it.
Guy says, "You're Baal Bas." You're Baal Bas.
Yeah, extra dollar.
You ready to roll? Let's go.
No need to finish your sentence. So.
If Avi's laughing, we know something went sour. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Today's shiur is sponsored for Shlomo Falls Azam and Rochel. I'm Max and Maron. None. Oh, Mitzvah Hashem. The hostages seem like Sunday. We're going to get some hostages out. Monday they're coming? Why didn't they do it like today? Like, why is it to wait till Monday?
There's a lot of stuff. Does that mean that
they have to find them? They have to find them.
They have to find them. That's the trial problem. They just have to gather them. They don't have them in one place. But he wants to do it. That's it. I'm leaving. They can't do anything because it's populated and there's a Hamas all over the place. What did I say wrong?
I don't know. I didn't hear what you said.
Repeat after me. I'm at the point where I know when I say a bad word. I just don't know what it is. Yakshu Mechana, Esli Vizchai Yafadam Merim Peril, and Shmuel Ben Nevada. And Falls on Zidr. And Pesha Reza. Pachai Rochel, Pesha Reza. Okay. She's on every campaign in Lakewood. Raise it. I'm going to read the Edes HaMachesh is a zoo, a zoo. You ready? We're up to Laman on the base and the bottom. We got a lot to do. We're very late. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize how late it is. No, I was here on time. I was here on time. I wasn't at 6 o'clock. I was here six before 6. I think you're wrong. I'm going to read the Edes. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, what's wrong with you? I'm shaking it. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Edes HaMacheshes Zu Azu Bebediko. Well, up to 6 lines at the bottom. Yehuda says, if you have a pair of Edes that contradict each other, Bebedikas. Bedikas is not the main thing. There's two things in Edes. There's Chakiras and Bedikas. There's 7 Chakiras. Those are essential for the Edes. And when you do Zimum on Ed, you mazim on the Chakiras. And the Bedikas is only what time or what, not what time it was, sorry, it's the other one. Is a black kalim or white kalim, that kind of stuff. So Gemara says, Eidza Machesha Zuazu Bedikas. Ksheira Bedina Mamanus. You ready, guys? I know you're talking about. What the hell is that? You mind if we continue? You listening down there? Okay, good.
Yeah, go down there.
Pesha Reza. You ready? Let's go. Eitzam HaKash Zuzu B'dikas K'sher B'dinam Mamaynas. Amar Rava, Mestavar Milstav Yehuda, Be'echad Oymen Ba'anik HaShchorah, Be'echad Oymen Ba'anik HaLevano. One guy says it was a white wallet, one guy says a black wallet. So these things are not a contradiction on the, it's not a question about the money. They're saying it's a detail, it doesn't matter. And the way the Ron explains the Gemara over here is...
What's the story that this is not...
One guy says a black wallet, one guy says a white wallet.
So what? That's what was stolen?
No, they're saying it is on money. Saying it is on money.
Dinamominus.
But they're saying in a detail, whatever the case was, $100, $200, whatever it was, it was a loan. Whatever the Edus is on, how money it is, but they're arguing on a detail. They're arguing on a detail. That's my phone. They're arguing on a detail. Now, this detail does not matter. So, he brings down.
find it. Next time we're in Sanhedrin, he'll find it somewhere in the
bucks.
Middle of the Sharon Mitzvah Baralacha.
He says, the Ran says, and this is very important for the rest of the Gemara, the Ran says that this is not the Ikar, just like we said, but people are not medayik in little details. I could reason with this. So when it comes to a little detail, it's not, it's normal to mess up a little this, a little that. It's not the end of the world. When it comes to an important part of the Edus, you don't mess up. When it comes to a black and white, okay, he could say black is white. It's not the end of the world. It doesn't schlug up the Edus. That's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Gemara says, it was old money. Mana shachar means the old bills. You know, the $100 bills, the old ones. It's the new bills. That's a very big difference. And it's tafrim, because that's already that's something that it's not a mistakeable mistake. It's not a technical deed. It's something that people would be cognitive of. That's the point.
You wouldn't miss it.
So Mela, by saying it, you must be contradicting each other.
But a black or white.
That's not. That's a normal thing. It's talking about the ring of the money. So the ring of the money is black or white. Because the, you know,
doesn't make effective.
Doesn't have effect. Okay. So Zakti Gemara. One second.
Even according to Rav Shulman Kofa, it says you can go zuah for zuah.
Wait. Now you're already close. That's the next. That's no, not Rav Shulman Kofa.
Wait. We didn't even know about him yet.
No, we had him already.
Yes, they know, but we don't.
Yeah, yeah. He's asking good. He's saying good.
I think I pulled the name out of the hat.
Yeah.
You read it.
He read behind. He doesn't get it. You tell me by Dina Fashis doesn't work. One guy says he killed him with a sword. Some kind of spear, I don't know what it is. Hargoy, ain't Zenochin. It's not good. That's a contradiction. So you see, even by Dina Fashis, we allow for that margin of error. What it says, Gavra, Gavra Karamis? I understand. Why are you asking Kashmir Rabbi Chizda Rabbi Yehuda? So they disagree. What? How are you slung up Rabbi Yehuda because of Rabbi Chizda? Okay. Very nice. Now, Dari Ami, Afilu Echad Armin Mana Shachar. Echad Armin Mana Lovan is Mitztafrim. Keman, Kevishu Makarcha. That Rishu Makarcha's halacha, that Shuli was saying we had yesterday. Bottom line is, they're both saying it's on the same $100. So who cares? Who cares the detail with the color? We don't care about color in this country. Someone says, no. Rabbi Shulman Karach is only saying, well, you're not contradicting each other. And basically over here, you're being makhsha dadi because you're saying in the actual item that it's a different item. You're saying black, saying white. When I say eight is on money, so I say eight is on the first day. You say eight is on the second day. You're not contradicting each other. You're just saying different days. We're both saying the same thing. He's saying eight is on about a mono. That's what he's saying. But in a case where you're contradicting each other on the item, that's a contradiction, maybe. Ela hu de amar ki aitana. Dan yu amar b'shimra lo zon. Lenech b'sham b'sil al shteb ki te eidim. Sh'achzim es mosayim. V'achzim es mono. Basically, you have two ki te eidim. You have Moshe and Charlie and Shuli and Helman. So Charlie says that Katav Edim says mono. No, Achzim Eretz Masayim. No, you guys say 200.
Be careful.
That I owe Machi 200. The Achzim Eretz mono. And these guys say I owe Machi $100. So yesh b'chlam asayim mana means, and again the mafarshim speak, the rishonim speak out that it's a normal thing to mess up that amount. It means if it's 200, if I owe machi $100, it's normal to say 200 or 100. It's a common error. And it's yesh b'chlam asayim mana, so no problem. Aman nechlegu, what's the machlekes? Akat achas means you have Moshe and Charlie. Charlie says I owe machi 100. And he says 200. So the Edus itself is split. So that's it. You guys are split. Split hoves. And we still learn him. Yes, no. The bottom line is they're what's it called? Echadam Chavis Shel Yain. Another case. A guy says a barrel of wine. The Echadam is Chavis Shel Shemen. So it's two separate things. You would think, look at it, it's two separate ages. But wine is cheaper than Shemen in those days at least. So Havov, the Askamon Derabam, Mechai Verabam, Meshlumi, the Chavis Del Chamro, Migoy Chavis Del Mishka. It's like Yesh Bechalam Asayim Mana. So if you're saying, it's like saying I owe you 200, you say 100, okay, at least 100 you pay. So Gemara says, no. Come on, Kavishim Reloza. So Gemara says, no, that's not a comparison. Even though Kavishim Reloza, Echdesh Bechalam Asayim Mana, like 100, 200. Kiat Gavin is two separate items. He says, milk, you say honey, what chaychas? So what, milk is cheaper than honey, so you should pay milk? Bechdesi. You guys, no, you guys are not, you're not even the same zip code. The tzricha, the Gemara says, we're talking about le demay. We're talking about for money, we're not handling the item. We're not handling milk and honey. Echad ayman b'diyut el yayna. Le demay, that's it. Next, another case. Echad ayman b'diyut el yayna. Echad ayman b'diyut el yayna. One guy says on the third floor, one says on the fourth floor. Elevator don't go to the top floor, you know, you ever heard that? So one guy says it was the second floor, one says the third floor. It was the same loan, $100, different floors. I'm going to hear myself over there, Rabbi, but see if I do some. And the reason for this is because when you come to your mazim, Immanuel Yisim, what are they going to say? Moshe was with us, with me in Vegas. How can you say this? So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter third or fourth floor. It's not like the guy's going to say, oh, Moshe was with me on the second floor at that moment. That's not what the Immanuel Yisim is on the whole thing. So that's how I explain. Even though I don't know, I was thinking really you could say Moshe was with me on the second floor. I guess that's too minute of a difference.
Today's.
He never goes to the other floor.
No, you don't pay attention. Where
you don't pay attention. It's 10th floor, 15th floor. What's the difference? It's pushing a button.
You have a meeting in a building. You remember what floor you went to?
No.
I just remember what building it was.
Numbers aren't your thing.
All the floors look identical.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Well, most of them have to say money use them, or could they just say he went to Vegas? It's puzzling.
No, he's saying money. I was in Vegas with him. So how can he say he's not
trying to make a point?
He's trying to be funny.
He has an agenda.
Yeah, but we already know he has no sense of humor. Dry sense.
As long as he makes himself laugh.
Yep, that's all. Oh, he got a smile.
Yeah. Let's go.
He said Vegas eyes up. What's up,
Bobby? Menayin lechishayetze. So we said when you go out of Beis Din, you can't come out of Beis Din. You can't come out of Beis Din and tell Charlie, I really wanted a pasuk like you, I just got overrun. Tanu Rabbanan. Binyan l'chashayetz yaliyem arini mezakev chavir mechayvin, avam ha'az chavir robo lai. Tam lomer l'silek rocham amecho, v'omer holik rocham agal sod. Go, you know, a guy who's a rochel, he says all the secrets. If I tell you something, don't repeat it. Ha'u tal mida. There was a student, the Navik Aleh Kola, the Goli Milsa. This is a phenomenal Gemara. This guy was a Talmud by someone, and after 22 years, he revealed secrets in the Beis Medrash. 22 years. Afke Reb Ami Mim Drasha Omar Din Gali Razi. This is a secret sayer. We can't keep this guy in the fold. So he threw him out of the yeshiva after 22 years because he said a secret in the yeshiva. What was the secret in the yeshiva? We're not talking about Lashon Hara. We're not talking about Lashon Hara. What are we talking about?
For 22 years?
No, after. Oh, I guess so, yeah. Yeah, what are you going on? So, it's a very interesting Gemara. You threw a guy out of yeshiva. He said stuff that went on in yeshiva. Yeshiva, he says halachas. What are you learning in yeshiva? You learn halachas. So, he said of a halacha that you learn in yeshiva. So, what's wrong with that? Right, isn't that the point of going to yeshiva? Isn't the point of learning yeshiva to spread the halachas that are said in yeshiva? What do you say with yeshiva? It wasn't an entire yeshiva.
Something of that nature.
No, it was yeshiva. It wasn't a Beis Din. He was saying over halacha.
What's the Gali Rosa?
He said over some, I don't know, that's the question. I'm asking you.
Zug Besa.
Tzorich bir, b'me chotah, shigil dover, d'it me dosha, adra, b'kiv ni me dosha, it's tzorich of asma dover. Like the Maron Chagiga says, ma'achidish ha'yo besa medrish, ma'gol's toiva ha'yso, he brings down a bunch of gemaras, pung fakert. So what are you talking about? I know, what? What's Davar Lashon Hara? What's Davar Lashon Hara in a Beis Medrash? What could be a Davar Lashon Hara in a Beis Medrash? We're not talking about Beis Din. We're not talking about Beis Din. We're talking about Beis Medrash or Shiva. What's the Lashon Hara? Rishiv hit a kid? That's what he's saying? He just said it's Tam Shtuzim?
That he davened late on a Sarbatavis.
A Sarbatavis? I'm saying the guy's frock is, has three buttons? What are you saying? So he brings down, over here.
He's
not
hearing it. He wants to repeat his
answer.
Let him go.
So,
spit it out.
The Shem Tzom Halacha says that there's something called Halacha Ve'ein Moirin Kein. This Halacha is a mismedrash that it's Halacha, but we don't pass like that. Those Halachas cannot pass down, be passed down to Amoyin Am because of a Michshel. And a Talmud that's going to pass those on, that guy cannot stay mismedrash. And he brings down 10 different Gemaras like this, different Razia. Things. That's the Golir Razia. That's what he brings down.
That's Lashon Hara.
That's Lashon Hara, yeah. That's Lashon Hara. Saying a
well,
secret,
are going
to do that and do that halacha wrong.
So
you're
just giving
rid of
hard work?
And he brings down the Smag. Wait. The cost of a Smag. Because of our smag, I'm not saying he's not saying you know from Shakespeare.
No chiddushim.
Shem aime dover hazor shloim roy. If I tell you something not to say, I'm not talking about a bad thing. I said a psak halacha mismedrash. I say this cannot go out to the people. Halacha meimarin kain. I'll be shal armu vnei rabim. Even if I say it in front of the whole mismedrash. Yesh b'em shem lashon harak. I'm in gemara. Bekam ahut amida. It's a psak halacha. So if I'm sitting mismedrash and the rabbi says something controversial. And he says, I'm Shabbos. He says, I'm just saying this for the Olam. I don't want it to go out. And you put it out. Afterwards, you go to CBN. You put it out. You're a Baal Shana.
So, the point. Why we have both Gemara? It should just be everything just what we
didn't have. I just answer that?
No. You're not answering.
What do you mean? Empty shul? No, put it today is say it to get out. I'm saying it on Shabbos so it doesn't go out. Rabbat's a Shabbos. Boom. Did you hear what that guy said? Anyway.
Smart man.
So some people record on Shabbos. He's recording on Safna Rebbe's Kol Nidre, which was like way after, like way night, and the host brother put in a recorder in the Shabbos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No.
He's still the host brother.
He works for the fire company. Anyway, let's go. Calls Manchin, maybe Raya.
You guys are billionaires.
You guys are ready?
You got your agenda.
You're never even sounding
well
much.
Not
really. You guys are impossible. I finally have a good shot. I had one good shot the whole day. You know what I mean?
And it's like sunshine. See, it's been sitting up there for a while.
How did this go over last night?
Most of the women drank one too many beers by the time I said this Gemara.
That always works.
You don't get no beer here.
Kol Zman Shemei V'Raya. You ready, guys?
Ready.
New Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Wow, should have made a Kiddush today. Maybe Bruno will bring something. Kol Zman Shemei V'Raya. As long as we're talking about, a guy goes to Beis Din, and we have a dispute. Me and Shab have a dispute in Beis Din. And there's three dayanim, and they're about to paskin. Well, they already paskin. Sorry, they already paskin. They already paskin that thing that chap owes me the money. It's so calls Mancha maybe Raya. So he's then as long as chap could go, say, what do you mean? Oh, I owe him the money. Let me go to my house. I have a star. I'm pretty sure I have a star that he wrote. If I care. So calls Mancha maybe Raya. So he's then it throws away the din.
You can appeal.
Amru loy. What if they tell him kol rai shleshloch? Have mekan shoshem. That's not chapel. We're not going to do this with you for the next 40 years. You have 30 days to appeal. After that, it's done. Matzav tosh hashem. So sir, la'achshosh yomein is so sir. That's it. Done deal. Amru shem liel. Shem says, how can you do that? How can you say shalacha? Ma yaseh shloy matzav tosh hashem. What should he do? Umatzav la'achshosh hashem. How could you say that? Amru loy. That's it, right? So how could you say such a psak? He argues with Chamin. This is one of the places that we don't pass from Shum Gamliel. Sorry. This one we do paskin. The halacha is that komakim shoshanim mishasein halacha komash. Anytime it's said, it's anytime in the Mishnah is brought down from Shum Gamliel, the halacha is like him, except for three places in Shas. One of the places is the next halacha in the Mishnah that we don't pass from Shum Gamliel. So it's a famous Mishnah. Amaloi hava edim. Amaloi hava edim. He says, they tell him, bring him edim. V'amar ein li edim. Amar hava raya, v'amar ein li raya. V'la'achaz man, hevi raya. U'matza edim, raizena klum. Now, the chiddush over here is, this is even before the Psak Din. There's no Psak Din here yet. They went over to the chapel. This is the chum hold. They go over to the chapel and say, listen, you have a raya? I got nothing. Afterwards, he comes running in with a raya. Chum hold is not good. I'm going to show him, what do you want? What do you want him to do? He didn't know. So we're showing him paskins that even if they warn him, they pre-warn him. So listen, they sit down in Besdin, they negotiating over there, they're talking about it. So listen, everybody bring their stuff on the table. If you have something, bring it. Chapel's like, I got nothing. That's why I'm here. If I had something, I know I'm right. I don't have anything. If I had anything, I would have brought it. And then all of a sudden, he shows up 30 days later with a star. And Adam, two guys show up, newfound guys. So Gemara says, so according to Rabshim, it's not good. According to Rabshim Mil, he says, well, what is Chapel supposed to do? So, but, and this, we don't pass the Rabshim Mil.
This is a big finish because he said he's done.
Right.
The first guy's the answer.
Yeah. If you say you're done, you're done. Don't come here. Don't make us crazy.
First of all, we made an arbitrary deadline.
So the next case is something that everybody agrees. Even if Shulchan Aruch, Rosh Meschai B'din, when I was, me and Chapel in Besdin, and all of a sudden Chapel sees not going his way. So he doesn't have Adim, he has no Raya, he has nothing. And then all of a sudden he's like, guys, come in. Rama Karvu Pliny Pliny, V'yiduni. These two guys are going to say this for me. Oh, he's right. I'm talking about like he pulls out from the shake case. He opens up. I got a star. So I raise the ain't a clum because over here, you're sitting there. We ask you if you have anything. You don't have anything. All of a sudden, you know what I do? In my back pocket. Something's up. Something's up with that star. We chush him for ziyuf, and since we chush for ziyuf, even if Shimon Gamliel holds in this case, you can't just whip out a star out of your pocket after you say that there's no star.
What's the difference in the cases?
Over here, he's whipping it out right there and then. He's not bringing it later.
What did he say before that?
He doesn't have.
So then what's the difference?
No. The other case, he's going out and getting it. Right? So Shmuel says, in that case, what do you want to do? He didn't know that he had it.
Since it was on him.
It was on him. That's a very, very, how do you call it? Not decisive. What do you call it? The No, there's a word for that. In both cases. Both cases say you know what left.
Over here he didn't have to go out.
He didn't go out. It was in Besdin. In Besdin he whips it out.
He had it on him, so obviously he knew about it.
Right. It's after he said I have nothing left.
Right.
It's called withholding evidence.
Right. Withholding evidence, exactly. I had this when my guy fell off the roof. So I at the end of the thing, the lawyer from the insurance told me to wait till they're all done, and then smack them.
You gonna whip it out to smack them?
Amar, you guys are nuts. Avi, you gotta get Avi. You need to get your head examined. Sugar and cup. I'm a sugar in it. Anyway, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. You ready? Let's go. those donuts. Anyway, let's go.
You still recording?
By the way, they talk about the last Gemara where he threw the guy out of the yeshiva. I didn't say this because I didn't want to bring my agendas in. But Menashe Klein has a whole tshuva on this about throwing kids out of yeshiva. You see that you stop to throw a kid out of yeshiva. Brings the whole thing with Shlomo Zalman. Unless a kid's disrupted, the Rebbe can't teach, or he's making kids.
It was 22 years. You think this was his first offense?
Or he's making other kids. He's affecting other kids. You cannot throw out a kid at yeshiva. This was back then. Can you imagine today? Anyway, my Rebbe said, "You want to work in Begalash?" Something's so wrong. Working in Begalash. I'm Rabbi Baruch Hu. You ready? We got to finish the Masechta. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Halacha, Kerem Shem Gamliel. The Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Ein Halacha Devar Chama. So what's the Pshita? I don't understand. If the Halacha is Shem Gamliel, of course the Halacha is not like Chachamim. What if to say both? Who says that? Who speaks like this? Kim Nama Halacha Shem Gamliel, Meli Adam, Ein Halacha Chama. What are you talking about? So what's the Mal, the Tema Hanem Milich Hatchilo. Abba B'Dievet, Shapir Dami, Kamash Mon, Diyav, Magdrin Alei. No. Even though Rashi says that the Halacha is like Chachamim because they're Rabbim, usually, so you would think, okay, I get it. We pass like Rav Shmuel, but the Max is there, rob him. So if you do like them, okay, let it be, let it roll. No. I only have Adam.
There's no middle ground there.
All right.
You either listen to one side or you don't.
No, that's what he's saying. The Maisa, Chacham.
If you're Rabbim, then you're not listening to the Mal, the Baruch.
No, you made an arbitrary deadline 30 days, and then you could do seven and say possible in the corner one.
Okay, so what's the middle ground?
Oh, you didn't pass on corner.
If you listen to the Rabbanim, then you follow the
bar. You didn't pass on corner one.
So you listen to Rabbanim, you didn't take his evidence.
So you would think just leave it.
Don't listen to Rabbanim.
No.
You accept his evidence. Exactly. What happens if you accept his? You didn't accept.
His didn't accept the evidence. He said that. That's not, that's how
you
pass him.
Then you have to redo it. Don't
even though they're a roiv, so even though we don't pass on them, but they're a roiv, so maybe just leave it alone. That was the Rabbanim. Okay, next. The next one is maybe what you're saying. I'm going to have Adam, I'm going to show so we said that if I ask you to bring Adam and you say you don't have, because you're done. Rav Shmuel says, no, what do you want the guy to do? So over here, we don't pass like him. I'm going to have Aravuna, I'm going to have Aravuna. Over here, we pass like him. I'm going to have Aravuna. I'm going to have Aravuna. Ain't Aloha, Kerb Shmuel. The Aloha is not like Shmuel. I'm going to have Shmuel. Same Kasha. Keep them Aloha, Kerb Shmuel. Mail you down. Ain't Aloha, Kerb Shmuel. So Gemara says, in this last case of our Mishnah, the halacha is not like Rav Shmuel. Habakulu, and everywhere else in Shas, the halacha is like Rav Shmuel. And is that a big chiddush? Yes, that's a very big chiddush. Why? There's a halacha psuka that we understand. That anywhere in the Shas that it says Allah Shem, that the Mishnah brings down Shem Mil, that Allah is like him, except for three places. Orev, it was the Orev Kablan. Shem Mil says you could always go back to the Leiva, Imar Kablan, that's one thing. Sidon is with the clothing and Sakh's Gitin, where she said, I'm gonna give you clothes and there's no clothes over here, so it gets gonna be Khal. Shem Mil says you could give money. And we pass not like him. And Raya Achrona is our Mishnah. So this man Omer is saying, I don't hold that the halacha is going to be not like Rishon Gamliel in the first two cases. The first two cases, the halacha will be like Rishon Gamliel. Only in our Mishnah, it would be not like Rishon Gamliel. Yeah. Rabbi Ravuna, yeah. And that's why he says, halacha divachamim, and the halacha is not like Rishon Gamliel. Only over here.
We pass in that we don't pass in like Rishon
Gamliel. Right, in all three. How are Yanuka? The Yanuka. You know the Yanuka? In Tveria. The Grizz's son-in-law. He's called the Yanuka.
Is it Grizz's son-in-law?
Yeah, Silverstein's son-in-law. He's called Yanuka. He's 36 years old. He's young. He's a young Yanukubal. How Yanuka the Tavul Dina?
He's a young fed.
That's massive Tom Chacham. Massive. Massive Yid.
Too much Yanuka.
I have no idea. But he's supposed to be a massive Yid. Massive. It's Yanuka, the young Mekobals, like. Oh, Yanuka. The Tavul Dino Kamedev Nachman. This is talking about a young kid who's a Yasim. He's a little kid. And he comes to people say, hey, by the way, your father owes us $1 million. They bring him to Bezdin. Kamedev Nachman. And. Tissues?
Maybe in the back.
Amale Islach Saadi. Don't worry about it, leave it alone. Amale Islach Saadi. Amalei Islach Saadi, do you have Edim? Amalei Loi. Islach Raya, Amalei Loi. So Chai Ram Nachman. Ram Nachman says, you have to pay. The kid, this little kid has to pay $1 million in the pot. So, thank you. It's Pas Pasalik. Avaka Bachi. You've also said, the kid started crying. I'm losing all my piggy bank money. Shamu, Hanach Enshi, people around me say, hey, what's going on? What's the commotion? Why is the kid in Nebuchadnezzar? He has him crying. I'm like, I'm the Amalei. We know what's going on. We didn't help. You need aid. And we know. We were around. I'm a Nachman Bahar. I feel like I bought money to the Yanuka Mil Davul Yada. Over here, everybody agrees. Why? It's not pshat, it's that this kid whipped out of Adis. He didn't know. He's a little kid. He doesn't know his father's ins and outs. So now that other people come and say, oh, we were there, we know what was going on, that's not whipping out of Adis. That is legit. But the Mefarshim speak out that if this kid was a gadol, and this kid was a geribbinic kid, or even a young kid that geribbin, they say, and he knew what was going on, he can't come with this, he can't tie into this. Yes. Hayitza. There was a woman. The Nafesh Dharma Tusa Yada. What happened was like this. I owe Chapel money. I paid him back $100. I paid him back 50. I said, Chapel, give me the shtar. No, I'm not giving the shtar. He says, you stole me another 50. Will you give me another 50? I rip it up. Yeah, but how do I know tomorrow you're not going to come with the shtar and collect the whole 100? Let's write a new shtar. He says, I'm not spending money to write a new shtar. I said, okay, so at least give the shtar over to Shuli. So we give over the shtar to a woman. The Mar's talking about a woman.
Not
Shuli. So you give over to, well, I don't know what he is. Priceless. How much my shirt? Can I see that? Anyway, I used to navigate to see Yada.
For the next 4 years, it's going to be Bashar.
I'm really. Yadana Bahai Star the Priya. She says, by the way, this star that I'm holding for you and Chapla, so you know, he tells Chapla, by the way, it's paid up. She goes to Bezdin, it's paid up. Chapla's like, what are you kidding me? I gave you the star to hold. Hemni Ranachman, Ranachman says she believed. I'm the Rebbe Ranachman, come on. What? How she believed? Karebi, Dama Isinik Masir, the Aloch is a star can be coming with Masira. By Charlie giving over the star to this woman, me and Charlie agreeing that she should be the holding person, that is a Kenyan, and she has the rights to say, she's Neman to say everything about the star.
So why does she have it? Why doesn't the lawyer have it?
No.
The Melvin.
Because I can't have it. He can't have it because then he's going to come be money with the whole $100. Oh, why didn't she give back then?
Yeah.
She didn't get a chance to give back. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, she's the Makamah, right? So, Hamir Rav Nachman, Amalei Rav Nachman, now for Keret. Sorry, I skipped something. Amalei Shani Hachel, the Mar says, no Raya. The boy Kalsay, she could have ripped it up. She's in charge. She could have said it's paid up. She has the rights over here, so you know right that Oysa Nikim Masira, what Shaychas? Ikadami Lohem Rav Nachman. I'm the Rav Nachman, but Iboy Kasa, what do you mean? No, keep it Ischazim Beidino, Iboy Kasa, once it's a Ischazim Beidino, you don't say Iboy Kasa, you can't say that. So Gemara's going to ask him, that's not true. Ace for Rav Nachman. Simfon, Sheshalot Edim, is Gabba Kasa. What's a Simfon? Simfon is basically a star, a receipt. It depends whose hand it's in. If it's Tosef says Rabbi Tam Pirish to be Yada Leiva, if it's in the borrower's hand, it's Kori Shaver. So Yaitzim Tachs Dei Malva Kori Simfon. Biskam Bechisamav. So Simfon Sheshel of Edim Biskam Bechisamav. The Edim are the ones that give the validation. Einol of Edim Yaitzim Tachs Yedei Shlish. Or Shiyotza Achachit Mesharis Kosher. It's good. I'm a Shlish Mehemen. So you see, a shlish is mehemen. If I care for him, Nachman, you have to Nachman, you have to bomb kasha. Kasha of Dimyam Yechon on Lailam. Lailam, maybe, Raya. Okay, we're going back to the Mishnah. We're saying that you give a psak, and could the guy come afterwards and say, I have a Raya, I've ate him. So Zokter, Kasha of Dimyam Yechon on, this is how he said it. Lailam, maybe Raya, so he could always, chapel could always come and bring a Raya. Actually, Yistim Tanoisov, till he says, I have nothing, and then he's done. That would seem like the Chacham. That seems to the same exact halacha like the Chacham in the Mishnah. V'yomer, now he continues. V'yomer, karvu pliny pliny v'yaduni. That seems like Rav Shimon Leal. That if I say, guys, come over here and say Edus, Rav Shimon Leal says that's not good because it shows that you're lying. But the other case, if you just pulled out Aiden from, you come tomorrow from to Besni and say, by the way, I went to BMG, I was talking to a friend of mine that I lost the case because I don't have Aiden. And he says, what are you talking about? I was there. And you bring the guy in, that would be good. So that's fakir from Rabbanon. So you go along with Shimon Leal, you go along with Rabbanon. Make up your mind. Rav Dimi, Rabbi Yechanan, who are you talking about? You're bringing both things over here. It's shtickle stira. Hagufakash, Amri, you saw something, I said, what's Rabbanon? Vada, I'm recovering, playing the video, I saw Shimon Leal. Make up your mind. That can't be. Because he doesn't hold like a Shengom Leal. And that would be, he holds like a Shengom Leal. That can't be. So Gemara says, Elo, you have to change the situation over here. Those in such a scenario, then you not believe. That's the Chamashita, exact same thing as the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara Vayter, we're almost done. We've got to finish the Perek. If Adam come from Dinas Hayam, everybody holds you believe. Because over there, you didn't know there were Adam there. All of a sudden, guy shows up and says, by the way, I never told you, but your father, I have a star, or I went to say to Paz Box to pick up some. Same idea as Yosem, exactly. Okay, also you have Dimir Yachan, Toykim Skavay Abedin. I tell Chapel, you gotta come to Besden. Echad Oymen Nodin Khan, let's go to Lakewood. No, we're going to Abdullah Cohen. I'm not staying here. Going to a big rabbi in Brooklyn. Charlie could say, no, but you gotta come to Makam Abad. I'm a vulnerable Lezzer. Rebbe, Misha Neshukan Mano, Yoitzi Mana Mano. I don't understand. I lent Charlie $100. Now we have a dispute. So Charlie says, gotta go to Brooklyn. I should spend $100 going to Brooklyn. I lent you $100. I should spend $100 getting my $100 out. That doesn't make sense. Why should I spend money getting my money out? You come to Lakewood. You're nuts. If you need to ask, if you want something, send the fax. Then you do write it. By Yavama, halach zaka yom lahatira. By Yavama, she always has to go after the man. Ad kama, I'm Ramami, I feel material to part even that far distance. I'm of kind of micro. What's a pasuk? V'kor lezikni iroi, lezikni ira. That's a pasuk. I'm in my hilchza. Koyfen oisav yelech makam avad. No, you could go to. You force the guy to go to makam avad. Only vashlamei v'amar ablezik koyfen oisav dami iroi. What are you talking about? So Moses says, yeah, how do you like to come to Lamava? That's where the lender tells the borrower, you're coming to me. The borrower tells the lender. So the lender could say, no, I'm staying here in Lakewood. Means I'm the lender. I can tell Charlie, come wherever I want to go. I want to go to a big rabbi in Brooklyn because I don't trust the rabbis here. Because I think they're more chashim and they could understand the gravity of the situation. We go there. Zot the Gemara is a phenomenal Gemara over here. Sholchim Amar Ukva L'deziv Lay Kibar Basya Sholem Ukvan Habavli Ukvan Habavli. What does this Lashon mean? What's this funny Lashon? Rashi has a few shotim, but one mamish fascinating shot that Rashi brings down. It's a murdering shot. In the middle of Rashi, Rashi says, Mutsasi b'sefer agada. Shehoye mar ukva bal tshuva. Mar ukva was bal tshuva. Shenosav einov b'isha achas. He had a tiver for a woman. V'hela liboy tina. V'nofa b'choyle. He got sick from it. V'eishis ish hoysa. She was eishis ish. She had to borrow money. And because she had to borrow money, she said, you know what? I'll do an aver with you. She had no choice. She needed 100 grand, and she knew if she asked him for 100 grand, if he lends her, she'll do an aver with him. The kavash yitzroi upatra l'shilom. V'nisrapa. And he got healed. V'chasha yitzel l'shuka yener dog b'roshim ha'shamayim. That's what he was called. He had he overcame his taiva to a degree that's unheard of, and that's why that was the name of him, Ziv. So what happened? He said, "Kadmana, kibbal kadmana Yermia achi." My brother Yermia, I don't know if it was his brother, but called him achi. Maybe it was his brother. Yeah. Right, he went to Ukvan. He told Ukvan Amavli to go ahead and take this stentiro. Ramla hisiyu v'yirip enenu b'tveria. So Gemara says, Hagu v'kasha, Amrulay, Amadaniyo Atun. He said, you guys do it then. Then you say, Yisiyu v'yir p'nei b'tayr. Make up your mind. Amashadru ha'akha, El ha'akhama, Amrulay dayno Atun. You guys take care of it. Tzai say, if it listens to you, good. V'yiloy, Yisiyu, send them over to Tveria. V'yir p'nei b'tayr, because over there we got big rabbis. Ravasha Madine Knossos Hava, or Baba Lay Dan Knossos. So never, there was never a Hava Mina that he should be able to do it. So why did he send it to him? Why did he go to Marukva? Well, the Shochle Hachi, they lachle cover the Marukva. So that was the cover that he gave Marukva. This Marukva was a Balchuva. Marukva was Balchuva. Gave him cover. Hadron Log said, Barer. Hadron said, Barer. What a Perek, man. Yes. Not like the second shot. Krim Sham is Beach Makaj is a royal kach kevish makaj. Krim Sham is Beach Makaj is a royal kach kelim makajim. There's a certain kedusha. Kli alach makaj alach means yob makaj yobish. Ain't kli alach makaj yobish. The limited yob makaj. Each one is own makaj. It's whatever it's intended to use, be used for. Kli akosh nikvu moisin ain't man lach. But still do what it has to do. Shayoyzim ain't shleim makajim. Vim lav ain't makajim. Kulam makajim elabakodesh.